it's so easy, isn't it, to go down that path of berating yourself, telling yourself off, finding the things that are wrong with you in your mind, that little voice that tells you all those nasty things. But when you come to think about accepting yourself and loving yourself, the statement of intent, the Everyday Positivity statement of intent says, I set the intention to heal myself, care for myself, accept myself and love myself for a reason. Because the better you are aware of who you are, the better you are able to love the person you are, the better you are able to accept and be with the person that you are, the better that you can be for the people around you. And it's about finding who you are and what you can give to the world. So one of the things that I've been doing recently that I really love is telling other people, you know, like, this is why you love yourself. It's not that. It's more that there's two exercises that I've enlisted recently with coaches. And one of them is, there's a great book called I Know I Loved Myself When, and it's about spotting those moments where you know you have loved yourself. So for me, I know I have loved myself when I have let myself have an afternoon in bed. I know I have loved myself when I got to take my friend away for the weekend. You know, it's like, I know when I got to take me and my friend away for the weekend. So it's almost a journaling prompt or a journaling exercise where you can write those things down, but you can do it on the reverse side as well. Like, when this happens, I know I love myself. And so you almost write yourself a self-care list to go, this is when I love myself. I love myself when I go to bed early. I love myself when I can sit at the end of the week and look at the week and have my little glass of wine and be very happy. I love myself when I can say to my kids, let's go out for dinner. You know, it's those things. Those are the moments, because actually, and the reason that this is from the statement of intent for Everyday Positivity, it's about intentional love. It's about intentionally going, yes, I loved myself today. Because when you tell yourself those stories, when you remind yourself that you love yourself, when you remind yourself that you are worthy of love, it is then that your brain forms good pathways. It gives you the opportunity to feel good. It gives you the opportunity to build on who you are. It gives you the opportunity to have the confidence to take risks that you need to take. It gives you the ability to deal with difficult situations, because you know what? You are worthy of love, and you tell yourself all of the time. So today, do one of those exercises. Make a note of when you have loved yourself. Use it to look out for those moments, I love myself when, and create yourself the self-love list. This is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. I'm Kate Cocker, and I'm with you every day to give you a little nugget of positivity to get you through your day and remind you to just be kind to yourself, because you are worth it. On Sunday, you will be able to join me at the Everyday Positivity Hangout. I'm going to be talking a lot of positivity, and we may do a bit of neuroscience too, if you're game. We're going to look at how you are forming pathways, how you are forming patterns, and how you can intersect the ones that are not working for you. So I will see you on Sunday, hopefully, 6 p.m. UK time, 1 p.m. Eastern American time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you can find out how to get involved by going to the Facebook group Everyday Positivity with Kate Cocker, and going to the Patreon page, patreon.com/everydaypositivity. I think that's everything. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.